congratulations, a victory. Pretty physical ball game. You knew it would be coming in, and Norton pretty much, really, especially in that first half, made you guys have to beat them through the air, and you guys did a great job of doing that.
I thought we'd probably have to throw, and that's why we had you know, a lot of screens in also. Kind of same philosophy that you play Beloit. You know, they got everybody, you know, real close to the line of scrimmage, got your tight end covered up. You know, so it's kind of make a player get busted right there. And then, you know, fortunately for us, we made a lot of plays.
Trey did a good job of reading those on the screens. Chance Yeager, nice 42-yard on that tunnel screen to get the scoring going. And then just a lot of different things. Wyatt Kropp, he had a big day out of the backfield, catching more than running. Even though he had a couple of nice rushing touchdowns.
Well, we thought he might get lost off the play fake, you know, because of, you know, how they were covering everybody man-to-man. And, you know, fortunately he did, and he opened up and, you know, had the ability to, you know, catch the ball and go from there.
Once again, Scott City Beaver coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. The Beavers winning this one 55-20. And Norton was very relentless and showed it on that opening drive of the third quarter, coming down and scoring quickly. But your defense made big plays when they needed to. And I thought a big play of the game was in that first half when Marshall Hutchins ripped that ball out of the hands of the Norton Blue Jay running back, Gavin Lively.
Well, you get two defensive touchdowns. You know, you get Brett's pick at the end. And, of course, like you said, with Marshall. And, you know, Marshall's, you know, pretty hands. He's in there. And, you know, he's not very big, but his hands are strong. You know, being that former wrestler before he, you know, had the shoulder and the knee injuries. But, you know, giant play. And the kid was still making some forward progress when he ripped it away. So, you know, very big play by Marshall right there.
Guys get the victory. And a nice victory it was. This is a pretty good Norton team. And
They are impressive when you're standing up next to them. They are big and they are strong and fast and, you know, a very, very good football team. And we told our guys, you know, there's on our side of the bracket, there's two good football teams that are going to be done by midnight tonight. You know, whoever lost this game, you know, coming in, we knew it's going to be a 10-1 team going home, and it's going to be a really good team that's done. And, you know, whoever loses a Khalid and a Heston game, it's going to be another really good football team at home. So, you know, I guess we better have enjoyed the weather today, because looking at the forecast, I don't think you're going to see shorts and T-shirts next week.
Absolutely not. Well, a nice thing is you won't have to travel too far. You'll be home for your next playoff game, whether it be Collegiate or Heston. And that's going to be quite a battle that's going to be kicking off in 2 hours in Collegiate tonight.
Yeah, we're not going to really worry about that until tomorrow. Yeah. But, you know, I'm sure our curiosity will be piqued a little bit. But at the same time, you know, you got to take time. I mean, our guys have been going at it since the Monday before the ninth game. Mm-hmm. You know, we practiced Saturday and Sunday because of the Thursday, Tuesday turnaround. So, I mean, they've had a long time since they've had a break. You know, so, I mean, they deserve a break, and we're not going to put any extra pressure saying, hey, this or that. It's hey, you beat a really good football team. Let's relax until Monday, and let's go to work on Monday.
A much-deserved break for your team after a tough three-game stretch in 9 days, capped off by this big win, 55-20. Coach, once again, as always, we appreciate you stopping by here post-game, and we'll do it again next week.
All right, sounds great. Thanks, Adam.